Can we have a little cast stone, Brad? Have you got that one there? Awesome. Legendary Dunedin musician Shane Carter can now add multi-award-winning author to his life story. Last night, the Straitjacket Fitch frontman's no-holds-barred memoir, Dead People I Have Known, won both the General Non-Fiction Award for Best First Book and Best Book Overall at the Ockham Book Awards. He quipped on his Zoom acceptance speech that if he'd known he was going to win the big award, he would have changed out of his cardigan. Well, Shane Carter collects $12,500 in prize money, and he's on the line now from his home in Dunedin. Congratulations, Shane.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. You know, I probably will get a new cardigan with that, actually.
Oh, I'm so delighted to hear this news. You looked genuinely shocked last night.
Yeah, well, I was surprised, you know, like it's always a lottery, that kind of thing, and yeah, you know, like any award is decided by three people or four people, and you know, everyone's got their preferences and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, I was a bit surprised, but no, really chuffed.
The judges called it rock star writing. They were really taken with your honesty. And was it hard to be that honest?
Yes, it was. Well, it wasn't when I was sitting alone in a crib in Aramoana for 2 years. And then I was like, oh, ho, ho, ho. As I pounded out another scurrilous sentence, but yeah, when it came out, I thought, "Oh my God, what have I done?" But you know, at the same time, I really didn't want to be afraid of the truth, and because everyone's got their own truths, and you know, I didn't feel the need to construct a facade or pretend that I was, you know, and once again, I was right. And all that kind of stuff.
That's the opportunity in the memoir, is to be revisionist, Shane, and tell the story how you would have liked it to have happened.
Well, that's exactly right, man. But I don't know. There was just no point. And if you know, I've kind of, you know, there's kind of lots of little intuitive things you decide like that. You know, that I've sort of developed through making music as well. You know, and what works and what doesn't. And I think with any creative venture, that the basic barometer is that you have to feel good about it, and it has to resonate with you with some truth. And then hopefully, because that does that, well, then other people will feel or read or see or hear that too. And I'm really chuffed about the award because that to me indicates that people did appreciate that. And I also think in New Zealand, sometimes, you know, we're encouraged to keep a lid on it and you know, a bit scared of treading on toes and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I just think it's refreshing if there's stuff about to counter that.
What sorts of reactions did you get from readers?
You know, generally really good, you know. And like I say, for that particular reason, I don't know, I haven't really gone out and discussed it, you know, with the readers. But, you know, just generally the critical feedback was good. If you put out anything in the public, there's going to be some, you know, some shittier sides as well, but that's just all part of the territory when you put yourself into the kitchen. And I guess, you know, some of the stuff, if any negative stuff, that was probably had a sharper poke to it because, you know, the story that I presented was really personal and it was my actual personal story as opposed to my music, you know, in which you, to a certain extent, you know, you've got the buffer of the noise and possibly even a persona as well, yeah.
Hey, well done, Shane. We're so, so proud of you, and we hope that many more people will pick up the book after that news last night. Great to chat to you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Shane Carter, let's go out with She Speeds.